Sefer Yehoshua, Perek Beis, Pasuk Yud Beis. So Rachav is still talking to the two meraglim, who she has hidden under the flax, and now she has explained to them everything they came to Eretz Canaan to come and spy out. Everything is now settled. They know that the hearts of the people have melted in front of them. They know they're going to experience very little resistance. And now she gives a personal plea after she has acknowledged HaKadosh Baruch Hu's sovereignty. The Atah, she says, and now he shavu na li b'Hashem. Swear to me now in Hashem's name. So he shavu, make a promise, is one level. He shavu na li, make a promise directly to me, is another level. But b'Hashem, once you use Hashem's name, that's as strong a promise as you can possibly make. So she is really couching this very carefully to get the closest thing to a guarantee that she can. Ki asisi imachem chased, just as I have done kindness to you by hiding you away without anybody even asking me from the authorities, ba'asisem gam atem in base avi chesed. So shall you too do with my father's household, so not just to her individually, but to her relatives, kindness as well. Unisatem li os ms, and give me a true sign that you are promising to the best of your ability what I'm going to ask you. Yugimul vahachayisem es aviva es imi. Please allow to live when you massacre the Canaanim, and in fact, HaKadosh Baruch Hu says you have to cut these seven nations completely out of the land, but I'm asking for a little noblesse oblige, that you should allow my father and my mother to live, ves achai ves achiyosai, and my brothers and my sisters, the eis kol asher lohem, and everybody who is to them. So this is not a reference to property. This is a reference to their loved ones, to the extended family. I understand she is saying that it is possible that you may not be able to spare our livelihoods, but spare our lives. And then she emphasizes that with the last phrase, and you shall save our lives from being killed, from death. So the men said back to her, since they could not make a guarantee, because as human beings you can never absolutely guarantee anything, nafshenu sachtechem lamus, our lives should be instead of yours to die, im lo sagidu estvarenu zeh, that we will give our lives on your behalf, as the Secret Service says, we'll take a bullet for you. We will die before you, if necessary, to save your lives. They can't say we guarantee your lives will be saved, because that's outside of human control, but they can say that we will die before we allow you to. But there's a condition. As long as you do not tell anyone this conversation that we had with you, once you let the cat out of the bag that we are allowing some Canaanites to live and putting the rest to death, that would be a negative for the entire effort. So you have to keep it quiet. You can't suddenly bring the entire town of Yericho into your little apartment, which was, as we said earlier, built into the wall, literally, of the city, and suddenly you have relatives you've never even heard of before who are paying you off for us to save you. And it shall be, when Hashem gives to us the land, notice they don't say if God gives us the land. They say when God hands the land over into our hands. Another expression of faith on the part of these meraglim. V'yasinu imach chesed ve'emes. And we will do with you kindness and truth. So we will save you to the best of our ability. And the os emes that she was asking for, they are saying that we are going to do chesed ve'emes. The Malbim explains, MS that we let you live, and chesed that not only that, but you will get matanos harbe v'chavod, is his lashon. We will even gift you with things. And in the end, according to the Medrash that says that Rachav married Yehoshua, there is no higher position to be in the Jewish people than that. Notice she did not say, save my children. She apparently did not have any at this point. She will have children with Yehoshua, but they are not recorded in Divrei Hayamim, in the list of prominent Jews and who they were born from. So the Chazal ask, how is it possible to say that she married Yehoshua and had children if they're not recorded in Divrei Hayamim? And then they point out a wonderful answer, that Divrei Hayamim records the sons. Yehoshua apparently did not have any sons with Rachav, only daughters who survived after them. Pasuk Tezvav. So now she puts promise into action. Not only did she save them by having them hiding under the flax that night, but she's going to help them escape successfully. Vatori dem bachevel be'ad hachalon. And so they, in the old movies, they tied bed sheets down and they made a rope that went out the window. And she lowered them down on this rope so that they would then be able to escape safely. Ki ve'sap bekir hachoma, as I was saying earlier, because her house was literally built into the wall itself. The window was the outside of the wall, so she could lower people down through that window and they'd end up outside the walled city without having to exit through the gates where they would be picked up by the authorities. Uvachoma hi yoshaves. And in that apartment, which was built into the wall, that is where she dwelled. And given her particular occupation, that would be very handy to be able to see customers who were on their way. But it was also possible, says the Radak, that you might think that she had another apartment somewhere else. But this was her primary dwelling, as they say on the tax forms. So now, after she has released them and set them free, now she is going to talk to them about what would be advisable as they continue their escape.